Shout aloud, hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you. Turn to somebody and shout it. Real good. Real good. Turn to another person and shout it. Real good. Real good. Turn to another person and shout it. Real good. Real good. Turn to yourself now, yourself now, yourself. May the Lord God bless me real good. May the Lord God bless me real good. He brought me here to bless my life. May the Lord God bless me real good. Shout hallelujah. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this louder than anyone around you. I shall trample upon every serpent and scorpion assigned to bite my destiny. Can I hear the sisters shouting that? Brothers, can I hear your voice saying that? Brothers, can you say it with a voice of authority? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Every serpent and scorpion assigned to bite my destiny, I shall trample upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every yoke designed to frustrate me. There is somebody here this morning who needs to pray this prayer. Can you shout it loud? Break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke designed to frustrate me, break in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. You will mention your name loud and clear. And you will issue this prophecy upon your life. Can you shout your name loud? Advertise the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, become a divine advertisement. Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. To somebody right now, pray for that person from your heart and let that person pray for you from his or her heart. Say, every power that hates to see you laugh, can you speak to your friend loud and clear? I command them to die in the name Jesus. Pray for your friend now. That's right. Name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we praise your holy name for your mighty hand of power and strength. Thank you for what you have been doing at the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, open our understanding. Father, lay your hands upon us today. At the end of this service, we have come the way we like. Do not allow us to go home empty-handed. Lay your hands upon your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, look for somebody you don't know and just introduce yourself to the person. After doing that, you can sit down. I'm sure you know yourselves, yeah. That's better. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have a seat. God bless you. For the last 2 weeks, at our school on Sunday, we'll be looking at the spirit and power of revelation. We want to see whether it's possible to conclude today and start a new thing next time. Praise the Lord. The spirit and power of revelation. I read again from the book of Ephesians. The very powerful prayer of Paul the Apostle. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Ephesians 1:17. I would like you to read it loud because it's a great prayer. 17 and 18. Very great prayer in scripture. And personalize it to yourself. Once you are there, say yes. Ephesians 1:17 and 18. Let's go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his saints is in the saints. Can you read it again? Make it personal from verse 17. Let's go. Amen. It's a good time we're looking at this topic now, which rhymes very well with the section we're in now at the 70 days. Talking about divine dreams and revelation. We have looked at what revelation is. We have said it's an exposure, a disclosure, an unveiling. Something you don't know has been made known. A discovery. And I made certain cogent statements which you should never forget. That revelation is to know the mind of God to you. And it is that compass you need to know where you are going. And that God prospers us by that revelation. And that a man or woman without spiritual revelation is dead. If you see in advance where you are going, you will exercise all the patience necessary to get there. And you will not despair because you know you are getting there. And I told you within the last 2 weeks that revelation exposes secrets. It tells you secrets. It is through revelation that Joseph succeeded in Egypt. It is through revelation that they find Jacob to succeed in. All the men you see in scripture, whoever made a mark, were men of divine revelation. That's why I'm praying once again this morning that the revelation that will catapult your destiny to the next level will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Let that amen be loud and clear. It is through revelation you can know the secret behind the problem. It is through revelation that we know that all the problems of man can come, number one, through inheritance, heredity. It is through revelation that we know that the problems of man could come from his environment. It is through revelation that we know that the problem of a person can start from the influence of others. Number four, it is through revelation that you know that if a man's problem could be that of destiny diversion. If the enemy knows that your city of prosperity is in Lagos, but he knows that you don't know, then it diverts your attention. And immediately you change that location where God is supposed to bless you. Everything scatters. This is a great, great problem. That a man has left the address that God is looking for him, and he has gone to another address, and heaven keeps sending the angel to the address that is recorded in heaven. But he is in the wrong location. I'm praying for anyone here tonight that the enemy is trying to locate you into failure. That location agenda must scatter in the name of Jesus. It is through revelation we know, number five, that a man's problem can come from his flesh. This flesh, this your body, can be the source of your trouble. It is through revelation, number six, that we know that a man's problem can come from spiritual attacks. A lot of people are under tremendous spiritual attacks. Not because they have done anything wrong. Sometimes out of pure envy, nothing else. Just envy, nothing else. You've done nothing wrong. It's just envy. It is through revelation that we know that a man's problem can come from curses. And beloved, a lot of people are laboring under hard curses. This is why we are devoting the next speak woe to the mountain on breaking of curses. We're going to devote plenty of weeks to break curses. Because many of the things you see working out in the life of a man is the outworking of curses that he does not even know where it's coming from. Eight, it is true revelation. We know that a man's problem can come from an evil covenant he has entered into. Whether he's aware of it or he's not aware of it is not relevant to the devil. He's registered a person as a covenant agent. This is why there are millions and millions of people who have familiar spirits, who are into witchcraft, who are banje, who are all kinds of things, but they are just not aware. They are not aware. The enemy has blinded them, so they will not be aware. God, the enemy knows that once they become aware, they will put up a fight. So they blind their eyes. This is why sometimes we need to explain to people, if you see this, this is the answer. If you see that, that is the answer. We explain to people. It is true revelation. We know that a man's problem can come from spells. Spell. They put a spell on the person. That mad moment, he won't know what he's doing until he has finished. When he has finished, then it's as if the eyes will clear and say, what have I done? What is this? How did I do this? How did I get into this? May you not become a candidate of error in the name of Jesus. We call it spell. A person under a spell. Those people who kidnap people, the fetish magic power they are using is just to put a person under a spell, to hypnotize the person, put a person under a spell. Person will know what he's doing again. I'm praying for anyone here this morning. If you are under any satanic spell, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, I break that spell right now in the name of Jesus. A sabu for the man. It is true revelation. We know that a man's problem can come from his own household. Jesus said the enemies of a man shall be the members of his own household. The enemies of a man shall be the members of his own household. 1993. We used to pray for people in our flat. And I was this 42-year-old lady who came. Virgin. To the men, it's as if she was invisible. Nobody notices her. So she came for prayers. And that day, I made a mistake which I've never repeated. I said, because immediately we began to pray, a woman came up. I said, I'm the mother. She cannot marry. So I closed my eyes, I opened my eyes. Saw the woman and I said, do you know why you're not married? Go and ask your mother. It was a huge mistake. The lady did not use any wisdom at all. No wisdom at all. So she just listened to the message, and during the message there was also a word of knowledge that there is someone here. Your mother doesn't want you to marry. This lady went home and said, Mama, come out. Sit down. Sit down. Hey, I share what you do. The secret has been revealed today. Mama said, what? Say, our pastor said, you are a witch and you are the one disturbing me from marrying. Your pastor said that? Let's go. That's why I found her and her mother at the front of our door. And they came and said, are you the pastor that said I'm a witch? That I'm preventing my daughter from getting married? I was embarrassed. I had to begin to apologize. But my daughter said, in the meeting, you also said, there's a lady here, the mother does not want her to marry. If the mother does not live alone, the mother will die. The mother will die within 7 days. I said, did you say that, sir? I said, no, I didn't say it. Holy Spirit. She now turned to the daughter. Said, leave this room. Wait outside. So the lady went out. Say, Pastor, is it true that the person will die? Say, it's true. Say, it's okay. Say, she's the only daughter. And she's the one looking after me. If I let her go now, who will look after me? I said, that's not a problem. We'll talk to her, she'll look after you. So, okay, I will let her go. That was when the lady was able to marry. That can only happen through revelation. I'm praying for anyone here. If your problem is domestic witchcraft, domestic wickedness, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. That amen is not loud enough. In heaven, it is true revelation. We know that a man's problem can come from the sin he's committing. Jesus told the man that was healed, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. For 38 years, sin had kept the man in infirmity. 12. It is true revelation that we knew that a man's problem can come from carelessness. Carelessness, just careless. Lack of watchfulness. Some of us, we say we are educated. We went to school. I went to Toronto. I went to UI. I went to this. Sometimes the way many of us behave is that somebody who entered his bedroom and found somebody sleeping under the bed. I said, what are you doing under my bed? I hope you're not an armed robber. And you cover your face and sleep. That's what we do sometimes. We believe that because a person is highly educated, it cannot be a witch. Because a person studying in America and England, it cannot be a native doctor. Zero upon zero. Zero. There are plenty of native doctors now who wear three-piece suit, who carry the oracle in their briefcases and cover it with file. The oracle is inside. One of them came to see me the other time. He had something under his abada, under his cloth. And he came to my office and I said, sir, there's something under your clothes. It is juju. You have dark power inside this okwa. Sir, no, pastor, no, no. He just followed my friend here. There's nothing here. I said, okay. If I say they should grab you now, I'll remove these clothes. We will see something there. He was still arguing that there's no. I said, okay. If I pray now, and I said, that which you have on should catch fire in your body. There'll be a problem here. I said, don't pray, sir. Don't pray. I'm praying for somebody. Every cleverly hidden enemy shall be exposed and disgraced. In the name of Jesus. 13. It is true revelation that we know that a man's problem can come from witchcraft attacks. A lot of the people of human race are under heavy witchcraft attack. High voltage witchcraft dosage. 14. It is true revelation that we know that a man's problem can be self-inflicted. Self-inflicted. And finally, 15. It's true revelation we know that a man's problem can come from God himself. God can be the source of your problem. God was ready to kill Jonah and everybody in that boat because of the disobedience of Jonah. God raised the storms. God raised the wind. It was not the devil. It was God that was fighting Jonah. Deliverance will not affect Jonah. He has to obey. If God is the source of your problem, he's the one raising warfare against you, all he's calling for is repentance. Repentance. And when you begin to repent, it will change. I was sharing something here 2 Mondays ago. I was at a crusade when I was a little boy in Akure. The man gave a word of knowledge. He said, there is a brilliant boy here. He said, but any time there is examination, you will be sleeping. But when there is no exam, you remain awake. Say, the problem is under your bed. You will see an old-fashioned lamp under your bed. Bring it to the crusade tomorrow. It's a strange word. And everybody considers it strange. I, as a little boy, I find it very intriguing and interesting. The revival was supposed to start 5 p.m. I got there at 3 o'clock. I made sure I was at the front. I wanted to see the outcome of what was said yesterday. And true, the boy came with the lamp. This old lamp that uses palm oil to burn. And there was something inside the pot, looking like meat. And brought it to the crusade. The parents came with him. He said, yes, sir. This boy is normally the best in class. All exam, all classwork, 100%, 99%, classwork. But immediately examination comes. He slips up at the exam hall. When they say, pens up, then you will wake up. His brain was inside the lamp. When the oil slips, his brain sleeps. When the oil wakes, he wakes up. What a revelation. Without that revelation, how would this boy ever be delivered? That's why I'm praying for somebody here today. The revelation that will cause your deliverance to manifest will come forth in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. Now, how do you position yourself to receive revelation from God? This is why you must now listen to me very, very carefully. How do you position yourself to be a man or woman who will receive revelation? Revelation. The first key to receive revelation from God is that you must become a child of God. You must be born again. You must have Bible salvation. The Bible says, whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It is a lamentable tragedy that most people who go to church are not born again. There are pastors who are not born again. There are ushers who are not born again. There are choristers who are not born again. There are house fellowship leaders who are not born again. Because those who are born again, they don't tell lies. They don't steal. They don't commit fornication. They don't say, it's a mistake, it's a mistake, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. I did it. It's a mistake. Those who are born again, in their lives, all those old things they did are past. All things have become new. Let's tell ourselves some truths here, because it's important you know how to, so that you can be in the center of revelation. If you are coming to this church and you can still engage in an open fight with anybody, you are not born again. You are still here. You are issuing curses against somebody. You are not born again. You are here 2 days, 3 days, 1 week. You don't talk to your wife. No matter how many titles you have, you are not born again. Still, you are not just not born again. You can speak in tongues without being born again. Because the devil too can speak in tongues. Native doctors too speak in tongues. You are here. You smoke. You drink. You fornicate. You are just coming to church. You are not born again. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself at all. So you need to surrender your life to Jesus and be born again. This is where many people get it wrong. So, oh God, open my eyes. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes, oh God. But you are asking God to open your eyes. But you say, yes, I'm ready to open your eyes, but I can't find you on in my book here. You're not born again. There are plenty of young people who come to MFM who are not born again. There are plenty of middle-aged people who come to MFM that are not born again. There are plenty of old men and women who come to Mountain of Fire, but they are not born again. I will not be surprised now. Even as I sit down here, and the word of God is going on, you are reading newspaper, or you are sending text messages, you are not born again. That is simple. That is a simple thing. So this is why God does not talk to too many people. Because they are just not born again. Whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. New. All things are passed away. So behold, all things have become new. It is when a man is not born again and you are still living your old life, then old problems will be pursuing you, because you have not changed your identity. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, yet I live. That is, the Paul you are seeing now is a new Paul. The point that witches used to pursue is gone. The point that is standing now is a different point entirely. But that cannot be said about many people. So that is the problem. And then all the going in and out, you go into sin, you repent, you run for deliverance, you relax, go into sin again. Go there, come out, go there, come out. You should simply be told that you are not born again. Because whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Very soon, I'm going to arrange it so we can play some films here to show to those people who are still buying attachment and they are attaching to their head. So you can see where the attachments are coming from. You can see the problem you are bringing on yourself. Even in that news item, I saw a little girl being shaved by force because the little girl was crying. She doesn't want to lose her hair. But they cut it by force and donated it to the idol. And the men who sell attachment buy it from the idol. Buy it from the idol worshippers, take it to their workshop, reorganize it, and export it. Now imagine a little girl crying by the idol. Mommy, don't cut my hair. I want my hair. And you are in Africa here. You collected such hair. You attach it to your head. What do you think you are doing to your destiny? And you think it will not harm you? It's a lie. A serious lie. I want you to understand this. But once a man is born again, a woman is born again, the life changes entirely. If you are a man, you are coming to a mountain of fire. The wife by your side now is not a wife, it's a girlfriend. Your proper wife is somewhere else. You are not born again. We may not know about you. You may even be a pastor. That the wife you brought to MFM is not your wife. We may not know because of our large number, but know for sure that you are not born again. And one day, the judgment of God will catch up. So the first step towards anybody being in the center of divine revelation is that you must be born again. Key number two is the key of servanthood. Servanthood. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. This is for those who want revelation. If you don't care about revelation, don't worry about what I'm saying. Servanthood. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. By servanthood, we mean submission to the absolute authority of God over you. That is, as a believer, you become an obedient slave. Obedient slaves. These obedient slaves, they are the kind of people to whom God will commit his secrets. If God says sit down, they sit down. Stand up, they stand up. If they want to pray on their food, and God said don't eat that food, they put it away. They are obedient slaves. If God says go to that place, they go. Sit down, they sit down. Don't talk, they don't talk. Start praying, they start praying. They are obedient slaves. It is to them God commits secret things. Not to those who obey God when they like and disobey when they like. The one that is not convenient, they avoid it. The one that is convenient, they do it. If you find it hard to submit to the human authorities that God has set over you, you find it hard to submit to your pastors. You find it hard to submit to your leaders. then you are not likely to be able to submit to God. Because human beings, you are seen. You cannot even submit. You talk to anybody anyhow. Then you are not going to be able to submit to God. If you have no respect for his representatives, servanthood. 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 The Bible says Elisha was pouring water on the hand of Elijah. Elijah. We don't know whether he even goes to the bathroom to shower. Elisha had come from a very rich home. Extremely wealthy home. Here he was. A child of a rich home. Following a smelling prophet about. The one that didn't have a shower for 3.5 years. Following that prophet about. And pouring water on his hand. No wonder. When the man was going away, Elisha was able to collect double portion. We have plenty of ministers today. Who wants this? I want double portion. I want double portion. They want double portion from a father they never served. You didn't serve the person. You say you want double portion. Or your servanthood was at best deceit. So that, where will you get the double portion? No. You can't even get 1/10 of portion. Because there is no servant spirit. There is no servant spirit. If they say stand up, you stand up. Sit down, you sit down. You came late to a meeting in church, and your leader says stand up. You stand. Sit, you sit. When we were young Christians, they would say we should stand on the bench. Who will stand? Kneel down. Who will kneel down? In those days. And when we were in the choir in those days, there was no organ like this. This kind of organ. No. The organ we had was the one you're going to be pumping it with your leg with breeze. Before you could give any sound. This choir master will sit on that organ. He will play something. I will say, sing. That's all. He won't sing with his voice. Say, you sing it. And if we sing it wrongly, he has his koboko under the organ. Sha, sha, sha on your head. And you say, thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. Say, play it again. Let me sing it now. But now, I wonder what will happen. Somebody put koboko on the head of somebody who sings. Will probably remove his slippers and fight back. Submission. This is why prophets. Have you not noticed? Good prophets seem to be dying out. Dying out. We have plenty of newspaper prophets, not those ones. Prophets who can see things dying out. Women prophetesses too. They are reducing drastically. In fact, for the last 10 years, I cannot point to a woman who is below 30 who is a prophetess that I know. They may be, but I don't know them. Most of the people that call themselves women prophetesses now, 40 and above. 40 and above. I pray that the Lord will open our understanding. Key number 3. In the same 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Key number 3 is faithfulness. Faithfulness. What do we mean by faithfulness? faithfulness means doing your duty in the best way you can possibly do it. Do your duty in the best way you possibly can. Do your duty in the best way you possibly can. We employed a security man here many years ago. The man put a bar inside broomstick. He's dipping it inside this large offering box to stick money out. He was caught. He went for deliverance. In spite of the deliverance, he had committed an offense. The angels had slapped him. A few months, he was dead. The second one repeated the same thing. A few months, he was dead. Three security men here had died for stealing. They think Mountain of Fire is just like any other church. It is required that they still want to be faithful. That is, whatever assignment you are doing for God, do it the best way you can. Give it your best. To be faithful means that you do your best in all your services to the Lord. Fellowship attendance, you do your best. Your tithes and your offering, do your best. Evangelism, you do your best. Prayer, you do your best. Fasting, you do your best. Bible study, you do your best. I do not expect anybody in this garden this morning, that anybody will be in this garden this morning who is not participating in the 70 days fast. You are doing a disservice to yourself if you don't participate. So doing your best right in the corner where you are is faithfulness. If they say you should sing, do your best. You should usher, do your best. They call you one way or the other to assist your church, do your best. God is not looking for ability. He's looking for availability. Availability. There are plenty of people that come to church. We call them floaters. Just floating. Float out. They're floating. They float out. As fellowship, they don't have. They don't get. Group, they don't have. They don't get. Anything we do, they don't have. They don't get. They don't, no offering. No tithe. But when they say, "Oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered," they will pray with fire and they go away. God does not work like that. God requires faithfulness. He said, "If you are faithful in little, I will make you the master of many." The way you serve somebody as an apprentice will determine what God will do with your life when you are on your own. Meaning that if you are learning under somebody now and you are stealing from there, don't worry. When you are on your own, they will start on you. You say your own will be times 10. Because of you are not a good apprentice. Key number 4. Still in the same 1 Corinthians chapter 4. From verse 4. Who? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. "For I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified? But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge not him before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the earth. Then shall every man have praise of God." And this is, brother, I have been a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written. That no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? What, at least why do you think you are more important than somebody else? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? So what you are boasting of, is it not God that gave to you? That's what he's asking. Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? Everything you have, including your life, is a gift from God. He can decree 1 minute that your bread should cease, and that's it. Finish. So key number four is humility. God respects the humble. God respects the humble. God does not talk to the proud except to just rebuke them. God hates pride with perfect hatred. The Bible says God respects the humble, but he hates the proud people. And anywhere you see pride, God is not there. Pride of clothes, pride of certificate, pride of looks, pride of university, pride of tribe, pride of marriage, pride of wealth, anywhere there is pride, God is not there. Not there at all. The more humble you are, the more revelation you have. When you are very proud, heaven is angry against any pride. Because pride was the first sin in the universe. The devil became proud. It was Lucifer. And he was demoted. So humility is very, very essential. Very, very essential. God respects the humble. Key number five. It's in the same 1 Corinthians chapter 4. From verse 8. Now ye are full. Now ye are rich. Ye have reigned as kings with others. I would to God that ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us the apostles last, as if it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor, working with our hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it, being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. The fifth key is the key of sacrifice. Sacrifice. Are you able to make sacrifices? Do you follow the injunction in Romans 12? Who says you submit yourself as a holy sacrifice to the Lord? You need to allow God to enter into you. And once that happens, and you submit yourself, and you make yourself a sacrifice, you submit yourself completely, then this secret of God will be coming to your bosom. Because those revelations that you need so much will bring about sweatless transformation. One secret from heaven is all you need to get a turnaround breakthrough. That's one. One secret from heaven will transform your life. I'm praying for somebody here today that the revelation that will transform your destiny shall be exposed to you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. How many keys have we discussed now? What is the first one? I'm waiting for you to answer. First one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Now six. You must have the searching spirit. A searching spirit. In Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. I take it from verse 7. Matthew 7, 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. A searching spirit. Every treasure in life can never be found on the surface. Every treasure in life is in the deep. So also are secrets of God. So also are revelations from God. A conscious search by those who want to be granted access into them is required. You must search with all your heart. But you must search with all your heart so that heaven will reveal itself to you. We'll have to stop here because of our time. And we'll continue next time by the grace of God. But I want you to understand that you need a revelation that will change your life. You need a revelation that will expose deep things to you. You need a revelation that will make you to stand out. You need a revelation that will take out your business from where it is to where it should be. You need a revelation that will do great and marvelous things in your life. They brought a woman for prayer. They brought this woman for prayer. She was eating well, but she was losing weight. She lost weight so drastically. And people asked her whether she had HIV. After some time, she began to lose strength. They took her all over the place, all over the place. All over the place. Until she arrived at the front of a man of God who said, "Madam, God is telling me that somebody gave you somebody put a present in your hamper during December time. I can see your hamper now. That present is there." The present was a footmat. Did you take the footmat out of the hamper? Did you use it? The woman said, it was a beautiful footmat. It's by my door. Man of God said, "Go and bring it." She went home, brought footmat. strange thing. The footmat was given to our son. Who followed her? Man of God said, squeeze that footmat. She squeezed. This is not a dream. Blood began to drop. Blood like this. The more she squeezed, the more the blood dropped. What kind of wickedness is this? That they gave somebody a foot mat to be drinking our blood. Rise up on your feet, blood. Rise up on your feet. With a voice that roars like thunder. For those who want, not for everyone, but those who want, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Oh God of revelation! Can you shout that louder? Visit me by fire! In the name of Jesus! Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. This particular section we're in now is a section where we should provoke God to show us secrets behind things. And just like Jacob saw a ladder to heaven, a divine dream that changes destiny. So that we too can have those kind of divine dreams. I'm going to ask you to do some prayers now. The prayers may be strange to you, but pray it anyway. Say, demonic traffic. Directed against me. Scatter. Can I hear the sister saying it? Brothers, can I hear you shouting the same thing? Everybody together now, demonic trap. In the name of Jesus, begin to scatter every traffic of demons. Directed against you. Mapori adi katende ya boshenta. Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers of the night assigned to bite my destiny. Death! In the name of Jesus. Somebody's breaking through here this morning again. Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I am going to count seven from here. The power of God is going to fall on four kinds of people. Number one, it will fall on a woman. As we are talking now, the enemy captured your menstrual pads. and they are presently inside a port outside Lagos. The power of God will fall upon you and you will be delivered instantly. The second group of people, every night you are being cursed from the coven. The curses will begin to backfire. The third group of people, your life is being threatened by some unknown people. As I count seven from here, they will not only release you, but they begin to fight themselves. As I count seven again, the power of God will fall upon a man here. They have put a coffin in your hand. All the good things you have touched have died. Business dead, marriage dead. But the power of God will fall upon you, because God has located you where you are. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I told you some people are breaking through this morning. That's right. Say, oh God that killeth in Egypt. Kill every power assigned to kill my destiny. Oh God that killeth in Egypt. Kill every power assigned to kill my destiny. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Yes. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, as you parted the Red Sea, separate affliction from my life. Can I hear you shouting this? Your voice is not loud enough. Mm-hmm. Your voice is still not loud enough. That's right. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Yes. Makate setende ya boshente rabaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, one of the strongest prayers we are going to pray here today. In fact, it may be at this level we might need to stop for now. Whenever there is a stubborn situation in scripture, fire is the answer. Therefore, you are going to shout this now. The way you want it to manifest in your life. Fire of deliverance! There is a sister who needs to shout this now. Come upon my life! In the name of Jesus! Receive it, 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 fire of deliverance, receive it now. Yes, it's happening. Yes, it's happening. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I want your aggression to be more. Only a very mad mosquito or housefly. Only a mad mosquito or housefly will land on the surface of an iron you have plugged to electricity and is 200 degrees centigrade hot. The reason the enemy is embarrassing many people is because there is no fire. It is that fire I want you to receive now. That Pentecostal fire that puts the enemy to flight. Fire of deliverance! Come upon my life now! In the name of Jesus! Receive it, 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 receive it. There's a fire, there's a fire. Yes, somebody's collecting the fire. There's a fire. That's right, receive it. There's a fire. Masikaya bo shentera bo santayaba. Aha, aha. This is why you are here this morning. Yes, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. The people at the gallery facing me directly at the front. I want you to pray from there now. Something is about to happen in that gallery. Let your voice be the loudest there on that gallery now. These people facing me directly. Can I hear you say, fire of deliverance? Not everybody. Those on the gallery opposite me. Fire of deliverance! Come into my life. Begin to pray on that gallery now. Something is happening there. That's right. Yes. The yoke of 5 years be broken by fire. The yoke of 10 years, be broken by fire. The yoke of 20 years, be broken by fire, be broken by fire. That's the power of God coming upon somebody over there. Get yourself ready. This is the third time and the final time. Make sure your voice is the loudest. Fire of deliverance! Come upon my life now! In the name of Jesus! Yes, 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 yes. Continue, continue. Push more effort, put more effort. Don't be tired, don't be tired. Receive the fire. Receive it. 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 Aha! Silence now. That's the fire. I told you. That's the fire. That's the fire. That's right. 10 years yoke. Break by fire. 5 years yoke. Break by fire. 2 years yoke. Break by fire. Every stubborn situation confronting anyone here. Break, 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 break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. I laminate you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.